Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage.
David,
welcome to Tech Podcast coverage here at CES 2015. What you guys got for us today?
Well, I've got the ability to be hands-free everywhere.
Hands-free everywhere. Okay, so I know I can be hands-free with a thing in my ear. Is that what we're talking about? No?
Yeah, well, we are talking. I'm sorry, what's your name?
I'm Todd. I'm sorry.
Hey, Todd, how are you? The Bluetooth headset allows you to be hands-free,
right.
But they have a fatal flaw.
Okay.
The fatal flaw is they have no home when they're not in your ear.
That's right.
So that leaves you with the unpalatable choice, do I leave the darn thing in my ear?
Yep.
Which was geek chic about 8 years ago,
yep.
But it's frowned upon today.
Yep.
You don't want to be a Bluetooth guy.
And I've got that exact...
Yeah, this is a nice one, the Plantronics
M165. Yeah.
Nice unit, gives you all-day battery,
yeah.
Good sound,
yep.
Noise canceling. But what do you do with it when it's not in your ear? Because I'm not leaving it in my ear.
I stick it in my pocket.
Well, and I would typically, Todd, I would put it in my breast pocket.
Right.
And then a call would come in, and I would do the Captain Kirk, and I would tap my chest. And I'd go, oh, heck, I'm wearing a T-shirt, or I'm wearing a dress shirt without a breast pocket.
Right.
And then I start doing the personal pat-down,
yep.
Trying to find the
yep.
darn thing.
Yep.
Anxiety starts to rise, and you end up saying, I'm not doing it. I'm
right.
not going to use it.
Right.
So what they need is a home.
That's
They're
right.
homeless right now.
That's right. They are.
They are a free-floating ion in your personal space. That's no way to be.
And they sometimes end up in the washing machine.
They do. You know, a buddy of mine who runs a large sales organization said he goes through them by the case.
Oh, man.
But I still think the bigger problem is not losing them permanently, though we do that. The
right.
bigger problem is not having them in the moment
yep.
when you need them.
Yep.
So they need a home, and this is the home. It's called the Blue Bed Headset Holster.
So we've had holsters for cell phones.
This is a holster for a headset.
Oh, that is, you know, I don't think anyone else has this.
No, it's the first of its kind.
Yeah. You know, and I knew what you were bringing on the show today because when you had emailed us and I looked over your application, I think you and I emailed back and forth a little bit, and I said, yeah, that's different. So let's show how it mounts in the holster.
Yeah, so... This blue piece right here is called the capture clip.
Right.
And let me just mention, Todd, there's three different capture clips in the box in order to fit a variety of leading in-ear headsets
yep.
from Plantronics, Jabra, Motorola, Samsung,
right.
and so forth. All in-ear headsets. So very simply, when you're done with the call, as soon as that call's done, get the headset out of your ear
yep.
and put it to bed. And you just snap it in like that.
Right.
And now... Then when another call comes in or you want to initiate a call,
yep.
you do what I call the quick draw.
Yep.
Like John Wayne in a Western. You do the quick draw, and you pop the headset out of the holster and
stick
put it
in
your ear.
And you're good.
And you're good. And your hands free.
And, you know, be honest with you, I see a lot of folks that have their cell phones on their belt, but I'm not that guy.
I am so with you. I am not that guy.
And my cell phone's buried in a pocket.
Right.
And, you know, if you're sitting, of course, with this monster, if you're sitting down, it's not coming out of the pocket easy.
Right.
Without doing all kinds of minutiae. And so that.
And then you get it out of your pocket, and then you're holding that monster
right,
up to your
right,
ear.
Right. Huh. But this is small enough, and it's, to me, I think what's nice about this is it's non-obtrusive.
Right.
And it's kind of can be tucked away. It's hid. And matter of fact, people are going to see that, and they're going to say, what is that?
Right.
And basically, you can say, it's my holster. It's my headset holster.
It's
so
my
then
headset
there's a,
holster.
There's a little coffee or a little water cooler talk just on that alone. So I think you're going to sell these just by people saying, what is that? And you know what? Another thing, too, that's not going to go through the wash because my wife, she has this scheme with me.
Yeah.
She says, I find money in your pocket, I keep the money.
Yeah.
But if I find gear in your pocket, it goes through the wash. So she tries to make me empty.
Is that working?
Yeah, it works. Because I don't want her taking the extra cash out of my pocket. But this will, being on my belt, it's not going to go through the laundry.
Right. You and I wear it on our belt. Okay, let me show you. The audience probably can't see it, but if you're wearing an outerwear jacket,
yeah, let's do it like that. Let's turn it, and they can almost see it.
So, you know, a guy might wear it on, I tend to wear it on my belt, but if I'm wearing an outerwear jacket, when it's cold out, I put it it on the outside pocket of the outerwear jacket. A lady can clip it onto her purse.
And you can even put it in non-obtrusive places, too, if they want to hide it away.
Sure.
But the main thing is it's clipped in and easy to get to.
That's right. And for styling, by the way, in the box there are three interchangeable covers, what we call bed covers.
Right.
So there's the black one you have on right here. There's a white one. And there's a robin egg blue one.
Come back to the camera shot, folks. So even the ladies might be in tan.
Absolutely. So a lady can accessorize, and she can take the robin egg blue one here and snap that on, and it totally changes the
look. Yeah, changes the look.
So you're personalized.
So, and this is for the different size.
These are the three different capture clips.
Right.
And you can see they have somewhat different configurations for different Plantronics, Jabra, Motorola headsets.
This is brilliant. Such a simple idea, but no one's ever come up with it. I know there's nothing like this. I've never seen one of these before like that.
It's the first of its kind. You know, we're at CES. Everybody wants new.
Yep.
This is new.
This is new.
But here's what it is, and that's why I got this on my shirt. Everybody knows about hands-free,
right.
But we think about hands-free pretty much only for driving.
Right.
It's important for driving. I have a Bluetooth speaker phone in my car.
Yep.
That's fine, especially if you're alone, but if you're with other people, maybe it's not so fine. Anyway, I want to be hands-free, not just in the car. I want to be hands-free everywhere.
And what I find with my big phone that I have, the 6 Plus here, is that even the headset, the Planetronics headset that I've got, the same model that you have, it gives me even a little better noise isolation than the actual headset itself, too.
You're right.
So it's kind of interesting. You know, they do a real good job, but the headsets seem to do even better. I don't know why, but sometimes I like doing, especially in a crowded place like this, I'll do that type of a call versus just holding the
right, because this particular Plantronics is dual mic noise canceling.
Right.
And now they've got some of the newer ones, like the Plantronics Voyager Edge, which fits in Capture Clip C, is triple mic noise canceling.
Right.
So you got great noise canceling.
Yep.
But they need a home.
And
without a home.
And now they do with the Blue Bed.
And let me, you know, sort of send a message out to my friends in the headset business. They all want to talk, all the different headset manufacturers say they're comfortable enough to wear all day. Now, that may or may not be true, but it begs the question, who wants to wear it all day?
No, I don't. I don't either.
So it needs a home.
And actually, it's. I see people with headsets in a lot, and I'm like, you really, it's kind of, okay. I don't care about fashion, but I don't want it in my ear all day.
Right. You don't want to be Bluetooth guy. Nobody wants to be Bluetooth guy anymore. But I tell you, to be hands-free everywhere is a wonderful thing. You got, because when my hands are free, oftentimes I'll have my phone in my hand and I'm using it for the reason Steve Jobs intended.
Yep.
I'm doing apps, I'm messaging, I'm doing whatever, but my hands are free, or I'm pulling my roller bag
and
or
whatever.
And sometimes
I'm bringing up sales data or a quote or something like that. So the most important part is cost and availability.
$19.95, $19.95, available at bluebed.com, BLUBED. Bluebed.com. Get them today.
How's your search for distributors going? I'm sure you're doing fine with this.
Yeah, you know, CES has been great. A lot of interest from distributors here locally, as well as the Philippines and Australia and all around the world. So it's been great with CES.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're having a great show. This is a cool product. You know, what I do when we do review companies coming in, we try to filter out the mundane.
Right.
And so whenever a vendor sends us an application to be on the show like this, I always look at them real close, especially if it's a smaller product, because many times we've seen 100 of them. This is the only time I've ever seen something like this. Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it, Todd.
For coming on. Definitely appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
So check it out at BLUBED.com, $19.95. Cannot beat the price. And those of you that are using hands-free devices a lot, this is you've washed them. You've washed them. I've done them. I've run, and you're just like, ugh. So you know, sometimes you get lucky and they survive, but it doesn't always happen that way. But with this, it won't.